In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation. We pay respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations people listening today.
Hello and welcome back to our show. Today I am joined by
Sienna
for the last time.
And today we're going to be talking about Athletics Day
and memories of CTK.
Let's start with Athletics Day.
Athletics Day was in November. There was a bunch of activities and races that we got to do. It was very fun. And we went to Moonee Valley Athletic Centre and...
So the things that we did was sack race,
egg and spoon race,
distance,
sprint, and relay for senior and junior.
Oh, also hurdles. Those are fun.
And hurdles.
Yeah, hurdles were amazing. I was literally levitating while I was like jumping in each hurdle. I was like flying up the sky. And like, didn't you guys feel like you guys were like flying? I felt I was flying.
I'm pretty sure they put the hurdles against like where the wind blows. So like this wind... hitting your face. So if your hat isn't secured on tight, like if you don't have a rubber band, like some duct tape, it's gonna go right.
It's gonna fly off. We also did the sack race. It was pretty new. We don't normally do the sack races in previous like athletics days, but there was a sack race and it was so funny.
Scraped knees is all I have to say.
Then we had the egg and spoon race. This is pretty new. It's not really new, but I think, did we stop doing it last year or did we still
do it? No, we still did it.
We still did it. I really like the egg and spoon race. And the egg and spoon was so big. It was like...
It's massive.
Yeah, it's so big.
It's massive. It's big.
So that was very fun. I'm sure like the preps and stuff enjoyed that. Then we had the distance for, I think, grade fives and sixes. It was 400 meters. I think it got cut down a bit because in previous sports days, it was more like longer.
600-ish?
Yeah. So 400 was way better.
I had a lot of kids complaining to me about the length of the distance run. So I listened and I shortened it.
Yeah.
That deserves a round of applause. That really does. Really does.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the egg had a really funny face on it. Had like a toothy grin.
I couldn't take anything seriously. And then there was sprints. Those were very fun. And
I didn't get to do it. It was so sad. I didn't get to do it. I was unwell.
I remember.
It's so funny.
I remember watching like the preps do the like sprint. I think it was
their little legs run.
Their legs are they're also floppy.
But some kids surprised me that day. Like. And then there was the relays with the seniors and juniors. I was in the relay last minute, very, very last minute. So I had to prepare myself. Although I didn't get first, I tried my best. And it was pretty fun, actually. I liked the relay a lot.
Let me tell you something about my relays. I'm so upset.
Flashbacks.
So basically, I'm in the senior relay. I was in the senior relay. And guess what?
What?
I don't want to blame anyone or any teacher, but I was put in the wrong lane. My teammates were in the second and I was on the third. I was like, where do I go? Do I go to the second lane, third lane? And I had to do a little like 360 of what to do. Like, oh my goodness, it was literally insane. And I just don't want to blame that teacher because I love them.
There was also the teacher's relay, I think.
Teacher's relay.
Yeah, the teacher's relay.
A classic.
Yep. I think we all go into athletics day wanting to watch the teacher's relay. And although they're kind of disappointed because, spoiler alert, the kids, I think, won, right?
No.
The kids won.
Just a little bit.
But I'm very impressed with one of the teachers because one of the teachers was wearing a blue dress. Props to her. She did very well.
So... As you all know,
this is our last Boy Club episode.
And we're also leaving.
So we thought we would have a little throwback and talk about our memories of CTK from prep through grade six. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. In grade one, So that was when we used to have the canteen. Yeah, thanks a lot. So we used to have the canteen and I ordered lasagna. They didn't have no more. So they came to me and they said, what else do you want? So I chose these cup noodles and they put it in a plastic bag with boiling hot water. And when I opened it, I didn't know how to open it. So it was little grade one me. I tipped the bag over on its side and all the water spilled onto my pants and I had to get pants that were like seven times bigger. You know, I think that we really made an impression this year. So next year, you're not going to have us. So someone else will A, be starting the show off, B, be talking about their own stuff.
Well, I'd like to take a moment to say thank you guys very much for all the effort and energy you've put into the Pod Club, into being great people and great students. I think you've endured a lot of challenges over the last couple of years that will ultimately make you stronger people and make you better people. What you've gone through and what you have remained positive through, I think you have a lot to be proud of. And it's okay to pat yourselves on the back and say, hey, people here might miss us, because you guys have been great. And thanks very much for that.
Wow, that was so wholesome, Paul. We really appreciate it.
We really are.
All right.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Stop.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Stop.
Merry Happy Early
Stop.
Christmas.
Okay, guys. Well, that's it from us.
We're going to miss you guys. Make sure you give us 5 stars there. Merry early Christmas if you celebrate it. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Happy holidays from me. I know you'll miss me. I'm just amazing.
Maddie, you've done lots of things behind the scenes. Do you want to say bye as well? She's shaking her head saying no.
Absolutely.
But she says goodbye as well. Thanks, Maddie.
She gives a thumbs up.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Sienna, V, and Kevin. I'd like to introduce our group, me, Zach, Sebastian, and Alex. Hello.
Hi.
We're starting off with our school topic, which is our information report start and end.
Yep. So basically, over these last few weeks, nearing the end of the year, we've been working on an information report about a biome.
Everyone gets to choose their own biome. It's not chosen from the teacher. It's very unique to whichever person everyone likes. So,
and you can write anything about it. You can write about the wildlife, the plants, animals, and basically anything there.
Even though there were still a lot of really common biomes, I found that people still shared a lot of biomes because there's only so many biomes in the world. So I had chosen the boreal forest or the tiger biome, and there were like two other people who had chosen the same one as me.
I did the bamboo forest, and I think I was the only one that did it.
I did the rainforest, and I'm pretty sure a couple of people did it as well.
I'd say a couple of people definitely did the rainforest. It's one of the most common biomes, and it's the oldest biome, fun fact.
It is?
Yeah, it is. It's been around for millions of years. Like 9 million years, if I remember correctly.
Wow, that's surprising.
Okay, next. Our discussion of choice is old podcast ideas. Basically, here's the rundown. This wasn't the first podcast to be created for the Crested King Pod Club. We originally had an idea for 3 separate podcasts for the 3 separate groups. And there were a lot of prototype ideas before that. I remember one was the Talk and Stuff podcast, where we just talk. There is actually a prototype episode, but it's so poorly written.
We would not want it to be out.
I don't even think I don't even know if it was recorded, like properly, like recorded and saved.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it was, but like.
Yeah, 2 people were here, but then they left. I'm pretty sure one or both of them interviewed the preps.
Oh yeah.
Was it last episode?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Last episode.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you guys think that you learnt from? Yeah, basically, we recorded a pilot episode. It didn't work out too well. We kind of tried again, didn't work, and we changed the approach. Like, that's just part of the learning. So, yeah, we made some mistakes. Yeah, we had some failures, but it ultimately led us to here, didn't it?
So, I think we've learned that don't experiment live on air. Also, have a run sheet. Run sheets really help. They're not, like, scripts, because in case any of you didn't know, none of these episodes are scripted. They just guided. We've learned, to talk more, talk louder, talk clearer.
Work as a group.
How to be more funny.
Yeah, I think that's what we've learned.
And now one more bonus section, Memories of Christ the King. So, basically, in this section, we talk about our Christ the King memories.
Because this is our last year.
It might be the last week by the time this is released. It's talking about our memories. I remember the grade 3 sleepover. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, I stayed up and I vomited in the bathroom.
The thing that a grade 3 me was most excited about when doing the sleepover wasn't the actual sleepover itself, but it was the fact that I got to skip the language school the next day.
The sleepover was painful. After I woke up, my hips were hurting.
Also on the sleepover, when I woke up, I found myself on one of my friend's pillow. I took it from her. Like, it was fully under me.
The thief.
I remember I used to have no friends, so I used to follow my brother around. And once he was at the field, and I didn't know where he was, so I started crying.
Anything else? Oh, camp? Have we already shared all our camp stories? Have we shared the story where Alex slid on the mud and hit his knee against the wooden, a wooden thing? Oh, twice?
Still hurts.
Oh. That it's been like a few months. How does it still hurt?
Well, I wouldn't say it hurts, but there's a dent in my leg.
Yeah. Remember, kids, don't run in the mud, especially towards wooden platforms.
Yeah, I think I have one more story.
Yep.
So I was at the field. I was going to play hide and seek with someone. And once it started, I ran off, and fell over and broke my arm on grass.
What? I don't know how it worked. Well, I think it's time to say goodbye for the last time.
This will be our last episode for the year. Good luck to anyone that joins the podcast next year.
Anyways, this has been Sebastian, Zach, and Alex, and we are signing off. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thanks very much. This is Abraham, and I'm joined by Isaac.
Hello.
And Jacob.
Yep, I'm in this group today.
And today, we are talking about the new game that we've played in sports. There is a poison dodge and four corners. Isaac, can you please explain to me and Jacob what poison dodge is?
Poison dodge is a sort of fusion of dodgeball and gang up tiggy. There's a square, people inside and outside the square. The people on the outside of the square are given 6 balls to throw at the people on the inside. You get hit anywhere below the knee. You gotta join the other team and try hit your former teammates.
Do you know any strategies to get in there for longer?
Spam jump. Just keep jumping.
My friends actually came up with a strategy to keep all of their legs completely hidden. But yeah, Paul, he made a new rule where you have to move every 30 seconds. And one of my other classmates, what she did was, she just shuffled or just jumped like a rabbit. What are your experiences with Poison Dodge, Jacob?
Pretty fun, but then there have been some complaints about people tucking their legs in and then covering their legs with their hand, and then people are complaining about that, and that's the reason why we made that 30-second stand-up rule.
I feel like it should be shorter.
Maybe 15?
10.
10? 10 seconds.
Jacob, would you like to explain four corners to us, please?
Four corners is a warm-up game that we did for sport. So there's 4 cones. You make a shape of a square. You grab a partner, and then our sport teacher, Paul, would give each partner a number. And when you start to play the game, for example, our sports teacher would call out the number 5, and then that partner would run as fast as they can, touch each 4 corners, and then run to the original spot where they sat at the start.
Do you guys have any strategies to get to all 4 cones while
more efficiently?
Yeah, more efficiently.
Get long legs.
Long legs? What if you have short legs?
Take longer strides.
Longer strides? Okay. Let's move on to the next topic. For Vietnamese, we have been making a songbook for We Wish You a Merry Christmas, which is in Vietnamese and in English.
And now for the Viet word of the day.
Gong Ke, which means monkey in Vietnamese.
And up for the next topic, we are talking about monkey. Yeah, which is in tribute for the first episode of Discussion of Choice. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just be delivering some final monkey facts.
Did you know that the proboscis monkey has a giant nose that is used to make a sound that sounds like a broken trumpet? And the louder it is, the more dominant of a male that you are. And that sound is also used to scare off predators like caiman and jaguars.
Never heard of that in my life.
And the proboscis monkey also has 7 stomachs that it uses to digest the type of leaf that it eats. And for some reason, they are very good swimmers, even though their main predator lives in the water.
They're just kings of the underwater buffet.
Yeah. And they actually travel in groups, and sometimes when 2 dominant males of 2 different groups find each other, they have a noise battle, and whoever wins becomes the dominant monkey of both subgroups.
Monkey rap battle.
Yeah.
Is that all of it?
Yeah, that's all for the proboscis monkey.
All the factos.
Yeah, I learned that from a G children's show called Wild Kratts. And on the note of monkeys, we have a fundraiser that is bringing phones to save the gorillas from deforestation. Jacob, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's actually not only phones, it's also headphones, chargers, iPads and stuff.
Pretty much anything linked to a screen.
Yeah, and they all have to be broken.
We're trying to give back a metal they use commonly in electronics. What's that metal called?
And that metal is called coltan. And coltan is the whole reason why the forest is being deforested. Can you tell us more about that, Isaac?
So the coltan is as Abraham mentioned, it's a metal. And metals are found in the ground. And mines are built to mine said minerals.
Those mines are placed inside the rainforests, and they're actually illegal mines. That's miners are children.
They cut down trees to expand the size of their mine, and they dig into the forest. So they're cutting down trees, and no trees means no gorilla homes.
That's the main reason that the gorillas have become an endangered species. And to help stop that, you can donate a phone or any broken devices, as Isaac said. 5 phones gives a baby gorilla enough money to buy medicine.
And 10 phones give gas to the doctor so they can drive to the ill gorilla.
50 phones gives the money to buy anesthetic doses so the gorilla won't, when they're doing surgery to the gorilla, they won't feel it.
And if somehow we get to 100 devices, it gives the doctors rain gear so the doctors can treat gorillas in rough weather.
You can donate your broken devices at the box at the office.
And the office is found at the main gate of Christ the King at Riley Street. Well, personally, I will be staying here next year, but Isaac and Jacob, do you have any memories that you would like to tell us about?
I have many memories at CTK, laughing, smiling, and filled with happiness. I made many friends at CTK, some of them gone, some of them still here, and there's just too many beautiful memories for me to list.
I had amazing memories here, making new friends and meeting new teachers at each grade, and like my best friends leaving the school has been really emotional for me, and meeting new principals especially.
These lines are going to be the last you're ever going to hear of me, so goodbye.
All I gotta say, I really have been enjoying making podcasts for you guys. I just want to say a big thank you for all of the views, and yeah, bye bye.
That's the show for this week. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already and follow. You can also help us out by leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or by telling your friends and family about the show.
Thank you again for listening. Farewell from all of us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Goodbye. Farewell.